So Albert has a lot riding on these indulgences. He's got to pay back his loan. He's got this Dominican friar going around in Germany named Tetzel selling indulgences. Well, what do? Indulgences get you out of purgatory, especially plenary indulgences, which these are. A plenary indulgence is a full indulgence, and it means that all of your punishment in purgatory is canceled. Tetzel would go around with this little jingle saying, "As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory upward springs." Right? You throw the money in the chest, and as soon as it hits the bottom of the chest and clinks, there's a soul jumping out of purgatory and going to heaven. You get to pay to get your friends out of purgatory. You get to pay to get them out your relatives, your dear ones, can go to heaven because you've paid, cash on the barrel. Boy, you can imagine Luther, who's so serious about inward penance, and what he thinks about that. Right? It turns out, in fact, a lot of people don't like this. You don't have to be a deep religious spirit to dislike this. Tetzel's activities were banned in Luther's territory called Electoral Saxony. Saxony, there's actually two Saxonies. One of them is run by a duke, and that's called Ducal Saxony. That's run by a man named Duke George. Then there's Electoral Saxony, which is run by his brother, I think, or is it cousin? Doesn't matter. Frederick. Frederick the Wise is Luther's ruler. He's the Elector of Saxony because he is part of one of the seven rulers in Germany who help elect the next emperor. So that's called Electoral Saxony. And Frederick the Wise is widely admired. He's widely thought to be wise, both in his time and by historians today. He was smart, and he realized, look, we don't want this guy fleecing our people. Right? All he's going to be doing is sort of making people anxious in their consciences and also sort of selling them a bill of goods and then exporting the money back to Rome. We don't need that. He's not allowed to sell that stuff around here. So there's no Tetzel in Luther's area, but it's just across the border. And there were people from Wittenberg, where Luther's living, going across the border to Ducal Saxony and elsewhere to buy indulgences. After all, it's a pretty attractive proposition. You get your mom or your dad or your grandma or grandpa out of purgatory. You know, you pay and you send them to heaven. Isn't that nice? Well, Frederick, by the way, is not like Luther. He's not a Protestant yet, right? He actually is a very pious Catholic. He believes in relics. He believes in masses for the dead. Remember, there were 9,000 masses being performed in 1519, 2 years after the 95 Theses were being posted. 9,000 masses, mostly at these side altars, mostly with no one there, right? The very Catholic thing. Frederick collects relics. The castle church has a vast number of relics, things like a bit of milk from the Virgin Mary, a nail from the cross of Christ, a thorn from the crown of thorns, a piece of Jesus' crib, you know, all these holy things, right? And of course, people would go on pilgrimage, go to Wittenberg to see these holy things and pray in front of them and then make a contribution. You know, relics were a money-making operation. Pilgrimage was a money-making operation, sort of like tourism is today. Frederick's motives are always kind of mixed. He wants to keep Tetzel out because he's got a religious economy going here. It's a good thing. He doesn't want that compromised by this guy Tetzel. You want to keep the money in Germany, for heaven's sakes, not export it to Rome. As a matter of fact, the religious economy of Wittenberg is so focused on these sort of medieval Catholic things that they have to do something quite striking. You've got all these priests. They're all living off of endowments to, say, all these 9,000 masses. Right? It supports quite an economy, quite a number of priests. But no one is preaching to the ordinary people of Wittenberg. Right? These priests are paid to say masses with no one listening. So the town council of Wittenberg, as a responsible set of rulers, says we need a town preacher who will preach to ordinary people. And so in 1514, they appoint someone to preach to the ordinary people in Wittenberg in the church. And guess who that is? It's Martin Luther. Martin Luther thus feels responsible as a pastor about what's going on with these 95 theses. He's, of course, appalled by the indulgences, right? Because he's thinking it's so hard to be justified by faith, because you have to hate yourself, hate your sins, confess your sins. You really got, when you're doing penance, you really got to get serious about this stuff. And here's these people thinking they can buy their way out of it. That's complacency. It's not likely to work. You know, who can say, who can be sure that this works? Remember Luther at the top of those stairs? Who can be sure whether it really works? Well, at this point, Luther's thinking, oh, of course it doesn't work. Only true inward penance works. Buying your way out of purgatory is not going to work, and people are going to trust in money when they should be trusting in true penance.